Osaka's number one, 91.3 FM.
The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Pretoria High Court sets Monday as date for hearing following a leave to appeal by the Lungu family. Economists commend ZDA over 30.1 million United States dollars Angola deals. In international news, suspected French spy arrested in alleged Mali coup plot. And in sports news, Chipolopolo knocked out of Chan.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Suilanja Mulenga. The Pretoria High Court has set Monday next week as date to hear the matter in which the Lungu family applied for leave to appeal after the court ruled in favour of the Zambian government. The family, through their lawyer, informed the court that both the family and government have agreed to postpone the hearing of the leave to appeal, and the court will be informed on the development in due course. The lawyer said, revealed that the family is in talks with the government regarding the repatriation of the former head of state's body. The court further expressed hope that the two parties come to a final agreement. Recently, the Pretoria High Court passed a judgment in favour of the Zambian government, granting an order to hand over the body of the late president for repatriation. But the family were not satisfied with the judgment, which prompted the application for leave to appeal. In another development, economist Trevor Hambayi has applauded the Zambia Development Agency for facilitating record business deals worth 30.1 million United States dollars for Zambian companies following a trade mission to Angola. Mr. Hambayi says the achievement is a positive step for the economy as it carries long-term benefits for the country. However, he notes that exporting to Angola remains a challenge, with the only current option being air transport, which is costly. Mr. Hambaye is calling for the development of the Lobito corridor to enable exporters to meet growing demand.
We understand from a regional perspective in terms of what we're doing and the business opportunities that we are creating for Zambian businesses. And I think the Angola mission that needs to trade fair is one of those things. But it is speaking to the fact that we are able to secure $1 million worth of contracts is a very positive thing for Zambia. You must understand that export contracts is that the duty about them requires long-term sustainability that we can continue to be able to grow that market. Is the first one. The second one is obviously to ensure that us as a country are in a position to be able to meet that export order in having to have products ready available to continue to be able to supply this. But Angola has always been a challenge for us in terms of logistics. Is that once you're able to get those orders, the only way that you're able to get commodities into there can be by airplane, which is relatively expensive. And that's why we need to ensure that we can have to develop this.
In a separate development, Informal Economy Consortium of Zambia, IECZ, coordinator Aston Sakala has challenged civic leaders and the councils across the country to emulate the move to empower. This follows a development where 600,000 marketeers have been granted with CDF grants in Kaputa District. Speaking to ParaFM Copperbelt Bureau, Mr. Sakala revealed that entrepreneurs in the informal sector have been grappling to boost their businesses due to many challenges experienced in the sector. He said empowering marketeers with loans is a commendable move as this is not a revolving fund. Mr. Sakala said a number of marketeers have been complaining that they have not benefited from the CDF empowerment initiative, hence need to consider them across the country.
Most of the CDF committees, most of the MPs, the councils can emulate what Kaputa Council has done. The Honorable Minister of Youth and Sports, Honorable Nkanda, has done. We can do more. Most of our marketeers, most of our people, the bus drivers, our people working in the informal economy have been crying that Very few are benefiting from CDF. Now, you can see that CDF can be a game changer if the MPs, the committees, you try it well. It can change the life.
In another development, Mulonga Water Supply and Sanitation Company has expressed optimism that once operational, the newly installed low water pumps at Mingomba Pump Station will effectively supply water to Konkola Township and nearby areas. Speaking during a tour of the facility, Mulonga Water and Sanitation Company Communications Manager Bright Mtonga disclosed that only a few works remain to finalize the completion of the pumps. Mr. Mtonga further appeals to members of the public to consider paying for their water bills once they start receiving water supply. He emphasized that the installed water networks need to be sustainable by ensuring every customer pays for the services provided by the utility company. Mr. Mtonga stressed the need for members of the public to be vigilant and take full ownership of the public infrastructure without engaging in vandalism activities.
Our appeal to customers is that, let's work together. We have this new infrastructure, so it needs to be sustained. And the way we can sustain it is through the payments, as well as being vigilant, because we don't want things to be vandalized. This area, we've had some issues of cable theft, so we believe that those people who are stealing these cables are part of the compound, are part of the people in the township. So if you see anything suspicious, please report either to Zambia Police or to Mulonga Water so that we can protect this infrastructure. This infrastructure has been constructed at a cost, and of course this kind of money, you know, a government has a lot of issues to sort out. So if they give you a chance to repair things, better we have a way to safeguard them. Because this is about the community, you know, if we have stable water supply, we expect people to be healthy. And people who are healthy are able to work hard. So that way we have a foundation to develop our country.
In international news, Mali's military rulers say they have arrested a French national on suspicion of spying for his country in an attempt to destabilize the African nation. In a statement read on national television late on Thursday, the junta arrested that Jan Vezilia was working on behalf of the French intelligence service. Mr. Vezilia is yet to comment on the accusation. His picture was also broadcast along those of a number of army generals arrested recently for allegedly planning to overthrow the military government. The conspiracy has been foiled with arrests of those involved. Mali's security minister, General Daoud Ali Mohamedine, said in the televised address. France, Mali's former colonial ruler, is also yet to comment on the man's arrest and allegations of destabilization. The West African nation has been gripped by a security crisis fueled by an Islamist insurgency since 2012. One of the reasons given for the military takeover, but attacks by jihadist groups have continued and even increased. Following days of speculations about the alleged coup plot, General Mohamedine confirmed the fringe elements of the Malian army security forces had been detained for seeking to destabilize the institution of the republic. He also confirmed the arrest of two army generals, including General Abbas Dembele, the former governor of the Mopti region, who was recently dismissed from his position. At least 55 soldiers have been arrested so far in connection with the alleged attempted coup, security forces told AFP. Still in international news, a new United Nations report says the number of conflict-related sexual violence cases reported in 2024 increased by 25% from the previous year. The highest number of cases was reported in the Central African Republic, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Haiti, Somalia and South Sudan, said UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric. He said 63 state and non-state parties are listed in the annex of the report, credibly suspected of committing or being responsible for patterns of rape and other forms of sexual violence in armed conflict, which is on the agenda of the Security Council. In Congo's Kivu alone, health workers treated more than 17,000 victims of sexual violence over 5 months last year, according to the report, as battles between Congolese forces and M23 rebels intensified. The report charts crime